Blog Talk Radio.
You're tuned into We Talk Radio Network.
Yeah.
are now tuned in to encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Did you know if you call on the name of Jesus, he will get to work in your life? And when you call on his name, just be still and let God go to work. How many times have you tossed and turned all through the night, worried about paying this? Who said what or what tomorrow may bring? But have you ever noticed when you're just lying there, it's quiet, there's no sound? The only sounds that are being made are those sounds that's running through your mind, the ones that are keeping you up at night. But if you would just be still and call on the name of Jesus, he would go to work. And what I mean is, all we have to do is just start talking to God and feel his power. That power will bring peace over your mind, and he will give you the answers to all those things that are bringing you discomfort, all those things that are keeping you up. Because at that moment when it's quiet, God is giving you the opportunity to let him work. And what I mean by that, we should follow the example of the Apostle Paul. For Paul says in Hebrews 12:1, that we should throw off everything that is hindering us, the sin that so easily entangles us. Because, you know, every day we have a chance to renew our minds in Christ. And this will allow God to take everything that hinders us from running the race that he has marked for us. It'll take it out our way. These hindrances have become sins, and they so easily trip us up. Sometimes they slow us down, but guess what? We should always get up. Even if we fall, it says the righteous man falls, but he gets up 7 times. So even runners, when they run with perseverance. They strip everything away so they can run the race at their lightest. So talk to God and let God remove all those things that are hindering you from running his race. Because we have to understand that when we call on his name has power. His name has strength. His name even made the demons tremble. So how do you love on calling the name of Christ? When you call on his name, there's power in his name. There's power in his word. Nobody but Jesus. And if you want God's power to work in your life, all you have to do is call on the mighty name of Jesus and watch him go to work. You have just heard another encouraging word by Deacon Fred Bell.
You have just been motivated, inspired with encouragement for your soul with Fred Bell.
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We're back in the building on tonight. We're so appreciative of all of you guys that are standing by on the phone lines and on the network. Listen, we have our engineer in the building tonight. Let's see if we can bring Mr. Mitchell up now. Hello, Mitchell. Are you there, sir?
I am here. I can hear you.
Well, man, we appreciate you standing by. You know, this is live radio, right, sir? You being an engineer, you know how it go, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's problems, and you got to fix them whenever you can.
Yes, sir. Well, welcome to the E-Man After Show tonight, man. We're so excited and delighted that you would hang out with us on a on a Sunday afternoon. We know it's a late show, but this is what we do over here on the E-Man After Show. Hello, say hello to Miss Mandy, Dr. Amanda.
Hey, how you doing, Dr. Mandy?
Hi, Mitchell. How are you? Welcome to the E-Man After Show. We're excited.
Yes.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we're so appreciative of this young man. This is a 22-year sharp young man.
Mm-hmm.
He is the producer and audio production engineer. And those of us that work in this industry, we know what that entails. So, Mr. Mitchell, for all of those on the network, on the phone lines, you know, really never heard of you. Why don't you tell us a little bit about yourself, who you are and what you do?
So, my name is Mitchell Ayed. I do exactly what you said. So I take care of multiple shows across our network, whether they are pre-recorded or live. I kind of make sure things are running smooth, as well as I take care of the YouTube channel as well, make sure that things are getting uploaded on time and make sure that the videos are edited and at the quality that we look for. So I'm like quality control, as well as I make videos for the YouTube channel, and I edit video and I edit audio for it to go live when it's ready, as well as just keep things running smooth when we are live.
Yes, sir. Well, man, that's so awesome. We want to commend you for all of
yes.
that.
Yes.
Mandy?
So awesome.
Yes. Well, you know, Mr. Mitchell, for those that, why don't you share with our listeners, because, you know, a lot of time, you know, people hear the word producer and then they hear, you know, audio production engineer. Can you explain to a little bit to our listeners that don't really understand what goes on in the engineer room? Can you explain the difference to us? You know, the difference between an audio production engineer and just a producer?
So usually on the producing side, that's more kind of putting the show together.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like if I'm given the pre-recorded show, like the Shine Lord Radio Show, I'm usually the person who takes it and, you know, clears out the audio, make sure everything sounds clear, and do small things that you don't even realize make such a big difference, you know, removing even just like the smallest pauses and breaths that like felt like they're a little odd or maybe they were too long. And then I'll edit those down so that everything sounds smooth and everybody sounds like they never stutter, make a mistake. And then I make sure that all the commercials come in when they're supposed to, the songs come in when they're supposed to. So like me making sure everything's going as it's supposed to is more on the producer side, whereas the audio engineering side is the editing of the audio, making things sound more crisp, taking out the sounds and everything. So editing the actual sound itself is on the engineering side, and then producing side is making sure everything goes smoothly and sounds clear and concise while moving through, so that we're not having dead air and things like that.
Right.
Right. Oh, great, great. So with all that you do, and mainly specifically speaking of the editing, how time consuming is that?
It does take some time, especially because it takes a lot of patience in general, because a lot of the time you're re-repeating certain spots 10, 15 times to make sure you get it right. But overall, it doesn't take too much time, because after you're doing it for so long, you kind of just get quick at it. You understand the shortcuts and how to chop things up properly and still make sure that everything's running smooth, but, you know, not take too much time out of your day, because, you know, you have multiple projects. If you have multiple projects, you need to get through, you know, if you can't take too much time on one thing. So you have to kind of learn to get through it faster. But overall, it is time consuming. It's very... you have to be very accurate, very quick. Otherwise, you're going to fall behind.
Exactly.
And for someone, Mitchell, that's out there that's listening this evening and they're interested in this field, this line of work, what advice would you give them when it comes to paying attention to detail? How detail-oriented do you have to be?
You have to be extremely detail-oriented. You have to... Like I said, you have to hang on every word, you know, just has, you know, replaying things multiple times, making sure that you're getting the most perfect sound, you know, like to the point of, like I was saying earlier, removing breaths and stuff. Sometimes I don't even remove a whole breath. I will take a breath that sounds normal, make sure that, and cut out everything, all the spaces, and add that breath back in so that it sounds like a normal, smooth motion, when in reality there was a pause there, or maybe there was like a quick breath that was, that didn't sound correct, you know, didn't sound like it was, you know, like it sounded like you were out of breath. I make it sound like you never had a problem in the first place.
Exactly.
So it's very, you have to have, like, it's the down to the most minute little details, making sure that everything, you know, there's no crackles, there's, you know, you take out little, too much echo or, like, reverb in the background and things like that. You know, there's a lot to, that goes into it.
Right, right. Ladies and gentlemen on the network tonight on the phone lines, we're talking to our production engineer over here at WE. This is a fine young man, 22 years old, all the way from Des Moines, Michigan, resided in Texas. And, man, we so appreciative to you that all that you do, because I'm a producer and an engineer just as well.
Mm-hmm, you are.
So it makes sense. It makes sense to me, everything that he's saying.
Right.
You know, especially when it's live, like we're having a live show, and every now and then, you know, to make these signals work, you know, we're in the engineer room, and it's a lot going on in the engineer room. When you say, Mr. Mitchell, it's a lot of directions.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And and I actually don't live in Texas. I actually still live in Dearborn. So there's always the extra added issue of doing everything online. There is no option for me to show up and try and work things out in person. I have to figure out how to do it remotely.
Exactly. So, yes. And so since I'm glad you really shared that, because at the end of the day, a lot of times, Mitchell, it's like me and Mandy. Mandy has a studio, and I have a studio. You might hear me say we're in the E-Man studios tonight, or we're in the Mandy studio. A lot of times, Mandy's in her studio, and I'm in my studio.
Right.
But a lot of people think we're together because just the way it sounds. And so what we do is we bring those signals together. And you were, you know, with new technology, you being 22 years old, I didn't probably seen it all, but you know, it's amazing, because when I grew up, Mitchell, when I got into broadcasting, because, you know, I've been in television and radio for 35 years myself, you know, we used to, back in the day, Mitchell, we used to have a big truck. It would have to show out at your location. They had to do all this plug in just to get a signal to do live radio or to do radio. Now it's just through a little switch and through a phone call now. And it's been a lot of Sunday nights that, a lot of times people are thinking me and Mandy in the same studio. She'd be over there in her studio and I'd be in mine. And a person really never know the difference. And so that all happens in the engineer room. You're the one that pulls all of that stuff together. And you're doing such an awesome job at 22 years old. But let me ask you this here, sir, because, you know, I was intrigued. What really inspired you to get into this particular field?
Well, I mean, I actually changed a couple of times while I was in college, and it took me actually just sitting back and really thinking about what I wanted, and me realizing that most of the things that I really enjoyed were audio related. You know, working. You know, I loved watching podcasts. I love, you know, listening to music. Music is so important to me in my life. So it made sense to go into the audio field. You know, I always pay attention to the minute details when I'm watching TV shows or cartoons or anything like that. I always notice the small things that, you know, maybe most people don't pay attention to, that just like glance by, but I always notice those small things. And I realized that audio was where I wanted to be and what would interest me the most. Cause you know, they always tell you that, you know, if you find something you love, you never work a day in your life. So I always just really took a second and sat back and thought about what I really wanted, you know, not what my, you know, my uncles or my family thought I should do, but what I really wanted to do. And I realized that audio was really like the main way to get into any one of those production areas and allow me to do the thing that I love.
Right, right. Yeah, you sound like that passion just like me, because, you know, I started out years ago. Man, I used to mess with CBs and equalizers and all type of stuff, and just really was inquisitive about it. And, you know, how do this work? How do you hook this microphone up? How do you hook these equalizers and these speakers to make them work? I kind of started back like that, and I got inquisitive. And then as I went on off to Texas Southern, Mr. Mitchell, you know, I ended up over the radio station over there. I was just fascinated at listening to people talk on the microphone. And I got to talking to engineers and program directors, and it started like that with me, sir. And so you being 22 years old and a young man, the term a lot of people are hearing today is digital sound. You, Mr. Mitchell.
Yes, sir.
And analog. Yeah, for those that's, you know, little naivete, don't even understand our language and what we're talking about, help us understand what is the difference between analog and digital sound, or the difference between analog and digital.
Well, something that was kind of drilled into my head when I was in college was that analog and digital sound aren't really, like, real, because like analog is something physical. So usually they use the word analog because analog was like using tape and using like physical like boards and things like that. Whereas now more, you don't even need to have a whole like soundboard in your studio. You could do it all through your computer and have it all digitally done and edited and everything. You're not, you know, if I cut out a sound, I don't have to go over to the tape deck, find the spot, cut it, retape. You know, I just have to click on it, click delete, and there you go, it's gone. So I mean, the biggest, really, like, it all depends on who you are. I feel like personally, I feel like digital sound is more clear. You're getting a higher, what we call, sample rate and and bit depth, so you're getting more frequencies that are able to be heard. Whereas with older tape decks and things like that, you can't capture all of that. It's kind of like, for what most people would understand, a way of kind of getting everybody to understand, analog is like 480 to 720p. You know, like if you were watching a video, how you'd get that. And then I feel digital is more 1080 to 4K. Kind of levels.
Yes, sir.
So you're getting a more clear. Some people believe that, you know, analog is more digital, is more warm sounding, but it really all depends on who's listening. You know, everybody has a different hearing ability. So sometimes it'll sound warm, and it's really, there is no difference.
Yes. And so with you're explaining it very well, because, you know, as we go to these seminars and we, you know, because we're always progressing, right? And down through the years, as we go to different engineer schools and different engineer seminars, they always coming up with something new to me, Mitchell. So I have always said that I always thought analog sound better than digital. It may sound a little cleaner depending on, if you like clean sound, which we would say, what is clean sound? I'll say it like this: in the African American community, we love a lot of bass, we love a lot of bottom. You know what I'm saying? We'll be like thumping you can hear us coming down the street for miles and miles, right, Mr. Mitchell? But you know, for me, I have always thought analog was better. The digital is more cleaner; it's cleaned up a whole lot. You know, but if you like a lot of top high end, you know, you probably would like that, depending, like Mitchell is saying, depending on your ears. But it still always work. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes people can't even tell the difference, depend on who's mixing, you know. And a lot of times we're at the mixing board and in the engineer room, you know. And so this is what, ladies and gentlemen on the network, even if you have a question for Mr. Mitchell, because he's 21 years old, and he's, are you still in school, sir? Are you attending school out there in Michigan, or what type of?
No, I finished. I graduated. I got a recording arts degree as well as a Pro Tools certificate. So I am certified Pro Tools user, which is honestly, I think my school is one of the first to actually have it where you could get your Pro Tool certification while you're there. So it was actually a very progressive kind of area. So it was, and it was kind of weird because when we started, it was we were the first year to try and do it. So we were kind of rushing through the book, you know, or reading as much as we can.
Right.
We had I think like a month and a half to learn a whole book and take the certified test before it was too late.
Right. And so is somebody on networking on the phone line, Pro Tools, what is that? Can you help us understand what Pro Tools is just a little bit? It still may be a little confusing, but to those on the network that's probably trying to understand our language, talk to us a little bit about that.
Pro Tools is a what they call a DAW. So people will use Pro Tools. Some people will use Adobe. Some people will use like the Apple one. I think it's like, what is it, GarageBand. But Pro Tools is basically the industry standard. So it's like the main one that's used around the world, although in recent years it is kind of switching to like Adobe and back and forth in some studios because a lot of advancements are being made, so a lot of people are able to use these DAWs without them being extremely complicated. So Pro Tools is just the editing software that you use to make the changes in the audio and editing and things like that. And then it comes with its own built-in plugins and things to help you edit, as well as you being able to use different companies' plugins and bring them in to also kind of put it all together into one platform.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, on the network, we are so excited tonight to have one of the engineers that's, you know, that's in the engineer room, that's, you know, that does all this behind the scenes. We sit at these microphones every day of the week. And this is one of the young men. This is the young man that makes all this stuff happen. You know, you heard him say he's in Michigan. He makes all of this stuff happen. You know, even tonight we running in from the men to the mentor show. I said, Mitchell, am I on? He said, I can't hear you, man. And I said, okay, well, I'm going to a song. He took me right to a song and brought me right in. This guy is just off the chain, man, over here at We Talk Radio Network. Man, we want to appreciate you for all that you have done. This network is one of the greatest networks, really, that I can think of, Mitchell, because Miss Kia Davis, she's just doing the doggone thing. Don't you think, sir?
Oh, absolutely. She works real hard. You know, she's always moving from one thing to the other, trying to make sure everything's running smooth. So she gets working for sure.
Yes, man. She is. You know, I think I met her so many years ago, and she was a firecracker then. I've learned so much about, you know, Miss Kia Davis. Just a lot of energy. Listen, if you down, Mitchell contested this. By the time you finish talking to Kia D, you don't forget about all your problems, huh, Mitchell? You just go in there, just go to work, right? Because Miss Davis, she's off the chain. We want to appreciate her because this network is your number one listening station. We Talk Radio Network, where we talk, we listen, and we take action. It's been around for 12 years. We have seen her put in the work. Man, I tell you, the we family over here, we're just all excited and delighted. Why? Because in this engineer room, this young man is 22 years old and qualified and capable. You just heard him say it, you know, to just be a part of We Talk Radio. I can't see nothing but us going from level to level. And man, I would ask you this here. You being 22 years old, do you see yourself maybe owning a production company or audio company, or where do you see yourself going from here?
I could see it, but I don't know. I've never been the type to lead toward business, and I know that if I head in that direction, then it'll start off where I get to still do what I love, but I feel like at some point I'm going to keep moving farther and farther than that. And heading towards just trying to take care of the business aspects. And so I don't know. I don't see myself owning my own production business because I want to stick to doing what I love and not, you know, sliding away from that and heading towards that business side. So personally, I don't think I would do my own production company, but I would absolutely I'll work super hard for anybody who needs my help.
Yes, I understand. I mean, you know, I mean, you being 22 years old, I heard you say you changed a couple of times in college because I did the same thing. I went off to Texas Southern thinking I was going to study law. Found out it was too much reading. I changed my major real quick. You understand? But if I'd have stayed, you know, stayed in it, you know, and more I'm learning the business side of all of this and the side that we need to know all the do's and don'ts and the legal part of what we do. But, man, we appreciate you. But guess what? We got to take a break, and we come back out of this break. Maybe you're on the phone line. You know, you may have a question for Mr. Mitchell tonight. Listen, you can talk to him tonight by hitting option one. Those of you on the phone line, those of you on the network, if you want to call in, you can call us at 563-999-3456. Hit option one. You say, well, what is option one? That's Uno on your phone. That's number one. And we'll bring you in if you have a question for this young man, because this is a fine young man, ladies and gentlemen. This is our future. This is, you know, technology is changing. You know, and we're in that kind of world, aren't we, Mr. Mitchell? And this guy, he's in the engineer room. There's a lot goes on in the engineer room. You'd be surprised what goes on with all them buttons back there, right, Mr. Mitchell? So we're gonna hit a few buttons. Yes, sir. We're gonna hit a few buttons, and then we'll come back and we'll finish up this interview with our main man tonight, ladies and gentlemen. It is the E-Man After Show. We'll be back with more right after this.
You're listening to The Sound.
I knew God was with me. I always used to pray. My prayer was I asked God to not to let the devil kill me out here while I was in the streets before I could get back. But I said, if you give me one more chance at life and music, I promise you, I'm going to shout you out and I'm going to testify and we're going to have a little church up in there.
Thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise, what's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try, so thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder, ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Living every moment, no regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good. And every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change. You're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed. Yes. No regret. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed.
Follow
Yes, it is. It is the E-Man After Show. We so appreciative to all of you that's hanging out with us on tonight, on the phone lines, on the network. We see you guys there. Listen, if you want to talk to our guest, we have a special guest. He's our special guest. He's the man behind that drives the ship over here at We Talk Radio. It's Mr. Mitchell R.A. He's standing by. Hello, Mitchell. Are you still with us, sir?
Yes, sir, I am. How you guys doing?
We're back live. We want to appreciate you, man, hanging out with us on tonight. We have those on the phone lines. We have some youth probably listening. And listen, you can do whatever you choose to do, whatever you put your mind to. Just have a passion for it, like this young man, you know. And this is why, you know, it's just amazing to me to see you young people work. So I try to get behind you young people and really, really push you young people, because at the end of the day, you know, y'all are learning and y'all keeping us skilled and sharp. Yes, sir. Well, we appreciate you tonight, man. And, you know, because we are an hour behind, you know, I you're still in Michigan. So I know it's 11 o'clock there and it's 10 o'clock here, right? And so,
yes, sir.
Man, we do want to appreciate you staying up, because you know I got a late show, but I found out this market, Mr. Mitchell, as you already know this, it's a great market over here at 11 o'clock at 10 o'clock, 9 o'clock at night Central Standard Time. You know, and yes, well, we really appreciate all of you that stay up, because you know we're all around the globe and we're about on 50 platforms, and I tell you, it's daytime somewhere, it's evening time somewhere, it's nighttime somewhere, but they are listening to We Talk Radio. And, man, that we so peacock proud and high and happy to be a part of this great network.
Yes, we are.
And to see these young people, these youth, just doing the doggone thing. So, Mr. Mitchell, we understand it's late. You know, we want to thank you for taking out your time and just sharing with us a little bit about what all you do over here at We. Man? Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and, yes, thank you. And out of curiosity, the field that you're in, how many messages do you receive approximately per week, or people reaching out to you asking for assistance? You know, with all of the social media right now, we have the YouTube videos, we have TikTok, we just have so much. People are doing so many amazing things. Do you have those young people that reach out to you for assistance?
I've had some people come for assistance. I will say, unfortunately, Michigan isn't the greatest area
right.
for my field in general. And in general, if you are looking into becoming an audio engineer and things like that, it's a very hard field to even get into. So, you know, I'm still new. I only got out of college a year ago, you know, so.
Right.
You know, I haven't gotten that attention of people coming to me just yet. So, and it, like I said, it's a very hard field to break into, and
right.
it shouldn't, you know, push people away from becoming audio engineers. But it is a warning that I think needs to be said, is that it's a field that you really need to fight to get into, and you know, so it's slow, but hopefully it'll pick up in the future, and I'll be able to make a good living off of being an audio engineer.
Well, let me share this with you. Let me encourage you, young man. I'm 61 years old, and I've been doing it now for what, almost 25 or 30 years. Just be persistent and consistent with it. You know, when I first started out, I didn't think it was a lot of revenue was going to come in, a lot of money was going to come behind it too. But I make a good living. you understand what I'm
yeah.
saying? And, you know, I'm a producer as well. You know, I create the shows and pitch the shows, sell the shows. You know, it's a lot goes on behind that and with that, as you know.
Mm-hmm.
But if I can encourage you in any type of way, just be persistent and consistent with it. You know, I'll say it this way. Despise not the small beginnings. You know, when I look back over 12 years, who would have thought that We Talk Radio would have been around the globe?
Mm-hmm.
But because Miss Davis was courageous enough and bold enough to take a licking and keep on ticking, and that's just in anything that you set your mind to. If you if you just hang in there, you know, I would say that probably the best thing you got, you young people got, y'all got social media. Y'all got all of that. We really didn't have that. You know, I went to a couple of broadcasting schools and they took a lot of classes and all of that type of stuff. But it was hard for us in them particular seasons that we were in. But I just stayed persistent and consistent with it because, you know, I'm a videographer, but, you know, I have a trade of videography. I mean, you do a lot of editing for audio and it's the same editing in video, you know, chopping everything up, putting everything together. You know, what they call podcast today, you know, it's just a new term. And can you explain that a little bit, Mr. Mitchell? Because some people sometimes you hear people say, oh, I do a podcast. Or I do a radio show. In your own way, can you explain just a little bit of what is the difference from a podcast and a radio show?
In my experience, honestly, there's not very much. I mean, for the most part, honestly, I think the biggest thing is there is no music in a podcast. Because, I mean, once podcasts get sponsored, they do commercials just like radio shows do. So I think the biggest thing is that there's no music during a podcast. It's just people talking, whether it's them talking about, you know, the news, or if it's them just, you know, messing around talking to each other, you know, whatever it is. A podcast and a radio show, I think the only real difference is just in a podcast, there's the lack of music. It's all about the conversation or the stories. And then on top of that, you know, with podcasts, it's not just audio. They go into the realm of video where they're, you know, you get to see people's reactions. And I think a lot of people enjoy that about podcasts, is that they get to see the people's facial reactions. And when you hear them laugh, you get to see it, which also brings you closer into the life of those people. So I think that's really the biggest difference.
Right. Yes, because, I mean, when you look outside of live radio, I like the way you describe that, because a lot of time, you know, people get familiar with the voice. You know, they recognize the personality through the voice. And so in their head, they try to imagine what that person looked like, you know. And then when they see you, most of the time we hear all the time, you don't look like what you sound like. And we'd be like, well, what are we supposed to look like? Why? Because they didn't see the visual part. Yes, sir. They didn't see the visual part. And so in a podcast, it does bring that, you know, where they adding the video part into it, the picture into it, so you're getting to see the personality and the response, and you know, and you're able to relate like that because it's more interaction. But it's somewhat still all the same thing. And so, man, we really appreciate you, your knowledge, and once again, all you are doing over here on We Talk Radio Network, you know, on the behalf of Ms. Kia Davis and Mr. T. Riley. And I can, you know, I'll just speak for all the personalities, you know, from Miss Emily Blue to Dion Lack to Pastor Jeremy Glenn to Miss Destiny Brown to Mandy the Mentor from E-Man to all of those over here, their personality that make up we want to appreciate you, what you do in the engineer room, because we couldn't do it without you. You know, we couldn't really do it without you. It is you. Yes, sir. It is you that drive this ship and make it work. It is you that's behind the scene, along with some other people, because at the end of the day, you know, you being in Michigan and you're talking to the team and you're pulling it all together, it's amazing. And so when we sit at these microphones, we just really, really, a lot of people don't even have a clue what it takes when we sit at these microphones. It's a lot goes on. What do you say, Mr. Mitchell?
What is it?
Yeah, I was just saying that a lot of people don't realize what it takes for us to sit at these microphones. But when you're in the engineer room, you're making all this stuff work. And so that, you know, that's basically all I was saying. But we want to appreciate you tonight, man. I know it's late. It's a late show. It's by 11:10 there. It's 10:10 here. And we're going to get ready to wrap this show up for tonight because, man, we want to thank you. But maybe you had some friends and family listening tonight. If you want to do any shout-outs, you want to share with anyone, you could take this moment and do that, sir.
Yeah, I want to, you know, shout out to my family, my brother, my sister, my mom, you know, And I also want to shout out to, you know, the audio team, who also does a lot of work to help
us.
You know, Alonzo Rallos, they do a great job. You know, they I talked about my quality control, like, section of working. And they make that job easy because, you know, they definitely do a good amount of good work. So I don't have to sit there and do too much when trying to fix anything that's a problem. Usually there ain't very many problems. So I want to shout them out for doing a great job. And Kia D, of course, for giving me the chance to work here. So.
Well, yes, sir. Well, we want to video that. Shout out to your team, that because it's a team effort. It's a collaboration. And this is why we love this whole We Talk family, because everybody just come together and make it do what it do in 2022.
That's right.
Mandy?
That's right. No, absolutely. We certainly love the We Talk family. We appreciate you, Mitchell, for all that you do for the shows and how you assist the CEO and founder, Kia Davis. And thank you so much for coming on the E-Man After Show.
Well, man, I want to appreciate you.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Man, I want to appreciate you taking your time out tonight to hang out with me on tonight. And so glad I had you tonight, because we work right through them bugs. I want to appreciate you, man, for all that you do. And just know you always got an open mic right here at the E-Man After Show. And when we meet up and we get together, we'll pass some knowledge on. You're 22 years old. Stick with it. Don't give up now, because you'll get a nice check at the end. Yeah, I'm going to leave it with
you. Yeah, I'm going to keep going. I'm definitely a fighter. I'll keep going.
Yes, sir. Well, you're hanging there, and if there's anything I can do to help you and assist you, you can always reach out. We'll be glad to assist you with anything that we can help you with, because I do understand. Been in it for a minute, and I get it on all levels, and so we want to thank you, sir, and appreciate you. And shout out to your family and all your friends that's listening to the We Talk Radio Network. So this is where we talk.
We listen.
And we take action. So, Mr. Mitchell, until we meet again, sir, we want to thank you. And, man, you be blessed. And we'll be talking to you soon, sir.
Yeah, absolutely. I appreciate you having me on.
Yes, sir. Well, you have a good, productive, blessed week, and we'll be talking to you soon. Take care now, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, that is a producer and audio engineer, a production audio engineer over here at We Talk Radio Network. He does such a fine job. The young man is just sharp in what he does. And, you know, hopefully there's some youth, or even if you just aspire to even be in this field, you know, it takes a lot of work. You got to be diligent with it. You know, it's a lot that goes on. And we'll talk about it from the audio from just television.
Right.
Man, a lot of times when people are watching TV, they don't understand the different feed that's coming. They may see the visual with what Mr. Mitchell is talking about. They may see the visual of it, but they really don't understand to make that all work.
Mm-hmm.
There's people in the engineer room that's trying to link up. Have you ever watched TV? Have you ever watched TV and you seen somebody talking and their words is moving faster than the audio, and you can see what their lips are saying, but it's like
it's
the audio.
Not on, the timing is off.
It's not on the time ticker. Mm-hmm. It takes that person in the engineer room to link that up to where it matches up with the picture. All that's going on in the engineer room.
Right.
You know, just as Mitchell is in Michigan, we're in Texas. It takes a lot to make these shows come together. You know, he's pulling all of these shows together, making sure that, you know, with We Talk Network, or everything is blended in with. So by the time we sit right here, we're being heard all around the world. This young man is 22 years old, and he's just doing the doggone thing.
It's just so awesome.
And then he has a team, and it takes a team effort, because they're making all of this audio work.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? And so he talked about the podcast and how all of that works. So we appreciate him for his knowledge, and I know he's going to do well. He's going to go on and do well, and be hang in there. You know, I get a few nice checks from audio, you know, engineering. I guess you would know about a little something like that.
That's right. I know. You do. Yes, you do.
Yes, and so I just want to encourage him to really, really just hang in there. And to all of our youth, you know, whatever you aspire to do, if you want to be an engineer in any type of way, you know, in robotics, if you want to via Steam, whatever you set your mind to do, you can do it.
That's right.
He just finished school a year ago, and I think he have got embarked on in a good field. I think he have got into a good.
Oh, it's a great field.
Because
right now there are so many people, they're doing things that. With social media, they're doing podcasts, they're doing radio shows. So it's a great field to be in right now.
Yes.
And I like what you are saying, because a lot of times we have the visual, but we do not know what it takes behind the scenes to make things work. A lot of times, even when we're seeing people that are doing podcasts and things of that nature, it looks extremely easy, but they have to do a lot of preparation with their team to make it happen if they want a certain quality.
Right, right. And so we want to thank him tonight for taking out his time, because you know, the hour is different there. So it's 11 o'clock there and it's 10 o'clock here. So we understand it being a late show. But we want to thank all you guys that hang out with us and join us every Sunday night. We just want to appreciate the We family and We Talk Radio Network and Miss Kia Davis and Mr. T. Smiley, all of those guys that definitely make this network be what it be. Well, Mandy, you know, just for a little bit, just before we go off the air, I do want to switch. I just want to share with our listeners on tonight all around the globe and on the phone line. We want to appreciate you. You've been here since day one. You've been here since day one, being the co-host of the E-Man After Show, because this show, once again, as I explained to people, it was like, well, what did you come up with? Because different people always ask me, what did you come up with the name, the After Show? And I always tell them, well, you know, I was doing Mandy the Mentor Show, and we rushed off of her show, and as I sat down, I was like, I call it the E-Man because I'm, you know, E-Man. And I said, well, we'll call it the After Show because I'm coming off of a show. And so this is the After Show coming off of your show. And so we just put it together and played with it, and it got catchy. And now it's the E-Man After Show. And you've been here since day one, because what we tried to create, and that's normally what a producer job is, if you was listening to Mr. Mitchell. We producers, we create shows. You know, we put all the shows together. We work from creating it to the content, to the music. And me as a producer of three shows, I do three shows. I do Mandy the Mentor Show, Mandy the Mentor Show Live South Africa. I produce all the shows, and E-Man After Show I produce. And I pitch all of these shows. You know, I selling them, and, you know, dealing with sponsors. And all that's what a producer job is, along with co-hosting.
Right.
And so all of that goes along with that. And you've been a part of this show because we created this show to be a men's show.
Right.
And we came up with a concept. I said, you know, we'll just sit around the domino table. And we'll come up with some, you know, questions that we feel like men need to hear and need to talk about. If you listen to the E-Man After Show last Sunday night, we had Mr. Kareem Muhammad. The young man is 40-some years old and had a stroke.
Yes.
And how many times I've said on the E-Man After Show, it's very, very important that we get our health checked out. And so we try to create this show where we men can come and have a conversation and keep it 100 and keep it real.
Right.
Because if we really don't discuss and be, you know, transparent and open up and talk, because, you know, we'll hold some stuff in and, you know, and if you don't really open up and begin to have real dialogue and conversation, you know, it's a lot of angry men out there. It's a lot of confused men. I'm talking about at all ages and stages in life. And so we created this show just for that. But by me being a part of the Mandy the Mentor Show and you running with me, I was like, well, Mandy, y'all hear women say all the time that we are complex creatures and y'all don't understand our language.
You can be,
And we don't understand y'all language. I said, well, man, let me invite you to the E-Man After Show and let you be the voice of reasoning for our ladies, because when we at home or at the barbecue, at the family reunion, ladies are around the domino table just as well.
Right.
And a lot of times when we get in discussion, it's bars none. We just, you know, we just talking.
That's right.
And most women be like, is that how y'all men think? Really? Is that? And so this is how we try to create a show and keep it in great content and keep it in line with the regulations and the rules that goes along with live radio.
Right.
And so I found out from just listening to a lot of people and people that always give us feedback, they love the transparency of, you know, y'all just down to earth and y'all just keep it 100. Why? Because, you know, in these times that we live in, you know, nobody, everybody wants authenticity.
That's
no one wants
true.
Nothing fake.
That's true.
You understand what I'm saying? And so I even look at on this network, we got an organization, what is it, Heels on the Move.
Yes, Heels on the Move mm-hmm. to Heal.
Yeah, when you really understand what that whole organization of, is about, sex trafficking and all of that, and Miss Davis, they put this Heels on the Move. It's a fashion show. But what is the reasoning behind that?
Mm-hmm.
And so when they put that kind of stuff together, we bring all of that to these shows because we want to push. Why? Because at the end of the day, it's so much going to sex trafficking is for real.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's some man getting ready to walk out his house tonight.
Mm-hmm.
Wife ain't never picked up on it. He ain't coming back.
Mm-hmm.
And she ain't seen the signs. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So if we can just be keep it 100 and keep it real and have real dialogue where, you know, you can come on and express yourself and hopefully we can give you some answers because this is where I'm going. We can give you some answers in the natural. Why? Because you are a mentor.
I am.
And you have a 501c3
mm-hmm.
organization, which is called Mandy the Mentor.
Mm-hmm.
And
International.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Hey, we're going to put all your stuff out
there. I'm sorry. Well, we have the radio show. We have Mandy the Mentor show, and we have so we have to make that distinction.
Yes.
But that's fine.
Yes. And so I know you qualified to talk to people.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are a minister, a prophet in your own right, and you just received doctorate in ministry on last evening.
Yes.
And so you're qualified to talk about it from both angles, you know, and this is what, you know, I keep trying to bring to the show, people that's qualified that need some answers, you
mm-hmm.
know, that's practical and, you know, they having a problem. Hey, we can try to solve your problem right here on the E-Man After Show.
Right, and you have given great content, and that's not to take away from the therapists and the counselors, because on this show, we push therapy.
Mm-hmm.
We push therapy. It's nothing wrong with speaking to someone, but sometimes outside of therapy, it's good to get someone else's opinion from their experiences.
Right, right.
So that's what we do here. We're all one family. We bring great content, but we bring content that you can utilize in your personal life.
Yeah.
We all can.
Mm-hmm. And so we want to celebrate you because last night you received your doctorate in ministry.
Mm.
And we want to appreciate you and all that you bring to the E-Man After Show and to the We family.
Right.
You know, I know the owner, you know, she loves you and Mr. T. Smiley. They also appreciate you, and I want to appreciate you for all that you've done and you're doing. And ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Mitchell, he did give his shout-out, but we want to give you, you know, if you want to contact him, we want to give you some more of his information. Man, if they really wanted to reach and talk to Mr. Mitchell, what can they find him at?
Okay, so his email is MAYAD
mm-hmm.
as in Davis at WeTalkRadio.com. I'll give it to you again. MAYAD at WeTalkRadio.com. He has stated that we can give his telephone number.
Mm-hmm.
It's 313-485-5518.
Yes.
That's 313-485-5518.
Yes, and we want to thank him for coming on tonight. And ladies and gentlemen, we want to thank you. We just want to encourage you on tonight.
Mm-hmm.
We want to encourage you to just keep on doing the best you can do. And, you know, one person said, you know, don't live life with regrets.
Yes, it makes me think of a portion of this song, Still
mm-hmm.
Holding On.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady stated, though the going gets rough, and
the going get tough and the going get rough.
But I'm not going nowhere. I'm out here to stay.
Yeah.
We just have to work at it. Consistency in everything is key.
Mm-hmm.
Consistency. The work you put in, you will reap. But it's just certain seasons and certain times that
mm-hmm.
we reap that reap the fruit of our labor, basically.
Right.
It's certain times we just can't give up. And in the midst of working at it, we learn more.
And so with that being said, you got it was a great mindset that this way. Do all you can why you can,
mm-hmm.
and have no regrets.
No regrets.
Yes.
And this is why, mm-hmm. E-Man, it's important for us to follow our passion.
Mm-hmm.
What you're passionate about, you will succeed in, because there's nothing that can stop you from doing something that we're truly passionate about.
Right, right.
Nothing, nobody. Somebody tell you you're not fit for it and you're really feeling that thing in your gut, you're going to push even harder for it.
Yes. And so, ladies and gentlemen, we want to appreciate you guys that joined us tonight on the network, on the phone line. We do want to see you give another shout out to Mr. Kareem Muhammad.
Yes.
Yes, they had, on last evening just as well, they had the TAF Award.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a great success. He said, he let me know. He said, listen, it's in the books. 2022 is in the books. He says, them people showed up and they showed out.
Yes.
And so, we're looking forward to next year, him having the next year. We'll be a private part of it next year. And we want to thank him. We want to thank Mr. Mitchell tonight. But ladies and gentlemen, as we get ready to end the E-Man After Show, one of the things we would love to do, because we're getting ready to start a new week, and we want to thank God that he allowed us to make it through this week.
Yeah.
But we want to pray out tonight. We want to pray out because we feel I feel like, you know, no matter who we are and whose we are,
mm-hmm.
you know, it is always God that get us through everything.
Yes.
And so as we get ready to end the E-Man After Show on tonight, maybe some young person on the network that's been inspired by Mr. Mitchell on tonight, you know, maybe you've been saying in your head, what am I going to do? And you listen to this young man tonight and you decided to say, hey, that sound inspiring, and you want to get into it. You're making the decisions because I think he's 22,
mm-hmm.
and I understand between you graduated 18 and 19, between 20 and 35, you're going to change a whole lot.
Mm-hmm.
But if you know, a lot of careers, you know, it's probably around 30 and 35, you start settling down somewhere.
That's true.
You know, and so to all the young people out there, let me E-Man encourage you tonight. Stay in there, hang in there, but we're going to pray for you tonight. We're going to pray, you know, everyone will have a blessed week. We
mm-hmm.
want you to, you know, always trust God and put God first. And so, man, as we get ready to pray out, let's thank
B.I.G.
Because we believe in God.
Because God believes in me.
And we are all living proof. Let's pray. Spirit of the living God, how we thank you, Father God, for this day.
Yes, Lord.
Lord, we thank you because you do all things well. God, we want to thank you because it was someone got a phone call this morning. Someone that was with them on yesterday is gone today, but you kept us, and God, we appreciate it. We thank
yes.
you, God, that we woke up and we was above dirt. And so, Father God, we want to thank you for all that you have done and all that you are doing in our lives, God. If it had not been for you that's been on our side, Father, we would have been swallowed up long time ago.
Mm-hmm.
But, God, you have kept us through danger, seen and unseen.
Yes, Lord.
And so, Father God, we want to thank you first and foremost for this radio network. We want to thank you for
thank
the founder, Ms. Kia Davis, who have been putting up foot to the plow for 12 years.
Yes.
Father God, we just pray a great blessing over this network, Father God, that you would continue to bless her in every endeavor, Father God. Well, why? Because it is very vital that our voices are heard. We never need to go silent for any information. It's inspiration. If it's news, God, we thank you for this network. Thank you for all the We family. Thank you for those that work along with her and those that work along behind the scenes,
mm-hmm.
God. And so, Father God, as we start a new week, God, we ask, God, for your blessings, God.
Thank
we
you,
ask
Jesus.
For your protection, God. We ask that you will bless each person week this week, God.
Yes,
Father God, those person on the network tonight may need some healing, God. We ask that you would touch and heal as only you can.
Yes,
we trust that you're going to do it, and we believe that you're going to do it, Father God. And we thank you, God, because we do all things well. And as we all get ready to lay down and sleep, God, let us have sweet peace. Let us have sweet
yes,
sleep
Lord.
On tonight, God. Somebody has been tossing and turning every night, God, but let them sleep. And so, Father God, peace I leave unto you.
Yes.
Peace I leave with you. And we give you that you would give us great peace that we are not afraid. Somebody's trouble in their hearts tonight. Some mother's trying to figure out where their child is
mm-hmm.
tonight, God. But, Father God, give them peace.
Peace, Lord.
In the name of Jesus.
In the name
Father
of Father
God, we thank you, God, because we trust in everything that you do, God.
Yes,
and
Lord.
It's only by faith that we receive it and believe it, God.
Yes.
And so, Father God, somebody is going to have a blessed week. I decree and declare your week will be blessed. I decree and declare that you will be healed.
Yes.
In the name of, I decree and declare that your finances will even get better.
In Jesus.
In Jesus' name. And so may the Lord God bless you and keep you. May the Lord God make his face to shine upon you and be gracious unto you. Until we meet again on the E-Man After Show next Sunday night. Until we meet again, may you all be blessed. And good night, everybody.
Good night.
Thanks for tuning in to We Talk Radio Network.